USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue workers are continuing through the night to look for survivors after a high-rise condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. It happened at 1:30 in the morning. One person is known dead. About 100 people are still missing.
This is a tragedy without precedent in the United States of America. The devastation that I witnessed today is the likes of which I've never seen, and I have been to Haiti and other nations.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the collapse. Structural engineers are searching to find out why the high-rise collapsed the way it did. Authorities say 35 people were evacuated from the building, and 102 people were confirmed safe. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
After much speculation, the vice president has announced she's heading to the southern border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Following the announcement of the infrastructure deal, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite both hit record highs, and the Dow Jones gained 322 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee approved all six bills, including an antitrust package seeking to limit the power of major technology companies. After about 23 hours of debate, lawmakers advanced the final of the six bills in a 21-20 vote, with two Republicans joining Democrats in voting to advance the bill, while four Democrats opposed it. The bill passed would grant federal regulators the ability to sue to break up large tech companies whose roles as operators of a platform present an irreconcilable conflict of interest in other lines of business. It places pressure on companies such as Amazon and Apple, which run a marketplace, while also selling its own products, and also Google, which serves videos in its search engine while offering its own video service through YouTube. Other bills included in the package would seek to keep large tech companies from purchasing rising competitors, giving their own products and services preferences over their competitors, and make it easier for products from different companies to work together. Apple, Google, and Amazon released statements alleging the bills would harm their products and jobs within the industry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Apple CEO Tim Cook called her to say the bills would hamper jobs and innovation throughout the industry. You can listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.